Good morning, good evening, wherever you are, across the world and the universe. Welcome to my Quantum Living Podcast, at the intersection of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. An inquisitive soul on a lifetime mission to find out how life really works. This podcast is about bringing the spiritual, metaphysical, and esoteric concepts down to the practical level, so that we can learn and apply them in our daily life to make it a little easier and raise our consciousness to the next level. Whether you are listening to this show while driving or commuting, doing chores around the house, relaxing on a couch, or flying in a spaceship across the galaxy, I hope you'll enjoy today's episode. Okay, let's begin. Hello and welcome back to Quantum Living. The question I pose in the title of today's episode is a misnomer. I used it, however, as it is still popular in the contemporary lexicon. To ask someone, "Are you psychic?" is like to ask, "Are you human?" And apart from the possible AI hiding under your skin, or an extraterrestrial being of humanoid appearance arriving on the scene, there is no such thing as a non-psychic human. So, the correct question to ask is, are you aware of your psychic abilities and do you use them or not? Now we have the proper foundation for our conversation. So let's talk about how to recognize, connect with, and develop your natural psychic abilities. The key indicator of your psychic channel being open or opening up is when you notice that you receive information from outside of your five physical senses and your memory and knowledge banks. Now, what does it mean exactly to have your psychic channel open? It means that you are able to receive information directly from the quantum field, the universal mind, whatever you want to call it. All information and knowledge that exists in the past, present, and future on our linear timeline is there, or rather here. There is nothing you could think of, imagine, desire, conjure up that doesn't have its energetic blueprint in the quantum field. Your psychic channel is like a TV antenna tuned in to the more subtle frequencies than those you receive via your five physical senses. You may receive it as an image in your mind, a sound, a sense, or just knowing. An inner thought guiding you to the far corner of the full car park where the last free parking spot is left. A gut feeling to take a different route to work for no reason. Later on you find out that there was a big accident on the road you always take that would have kept you stuck in traffic for hours. We have long forgotten, since the fall of Atlantis and Lemuria, that we have six senses through which we decode our reality, not five. This sixth sense, a very natural part of our psyche, was made evil and forbidden for hundreds of years by the Catholic Church and other Western religions because of their greed for power and control over people. Those brave ones, called the seers, were burned at the stake, stoned to death, or crucified. The sixth sense, your natural psychic channel, sets you free. It gives you insight and information you need without asking anyone, let alone for permission to use it. Your sixth sense allows you to remember how powerful and independent you are. It allows you to connect with your soul, gain wisdom from your other incarnations, communicate with those who have passed away to the other side, where they continue to live happily, just in a different form. chat with your spirit guides, even with God, the Creator, themselves, and so much more. Knowing and freedom. What a great way to live. So how can we develop our sixth sense? There are three key parts to it. One, learn and practice your inner focus. I'm sure you've heard it hundreds of times before, and yes, meditation is the best way. Listen to the silence within. 2. Learn to expand your attention and focus beyond what you normally perceive. All dimensions exist here and now, just on different frequencies. So try to peer through the veil, as it were. Focus on the silence between the words. Notice what you don't see in your peripheral vision. Tune into the subtle vibrations of a guitar string long after it has stopped vibrating. Sense the patches of cold air on a hot summer day with no shade in sight. And 3, when you receive an insight or intuitive hunch, welcome it, follow it, thank for it, and invite more. You can't deny you are psychic, unless you wish to deny that you are human. That's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would much appreciate if you could spare a moment and post a review on Apple Podcasts or on my website at quantumlivingpodcast.com, where you can also read the full show notes, guest info, reviews, and more. I'm your host, Anna Anderson. I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode of Quantum Living. Until then, keep your vibrations high and be well.